All right, here we go.
Okay.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. This is Jeanette Thompson for Behind the Shield. On the phone, I have with me wide receiver Bryce Butler. Bryce, out of San Diego State, welcome to the Oakland Raiders.
Thank you for having me. I'm so happy to be part of Raider Nation.
How was the phone call that kicked this day off for you?
Man, well, it was actually a couple phone calls. Ted Gilmore, the receiver coach, for the Raiders, was my receiver coach at USC before I transferred to San Diego State. And he called me about 10 minutes before I actually got drafted and was just like, hey, man, I'm trying to draft you. If you have one more pick or whatever, hopefully we can get you. And then, I was like, all right, coach, I'll definitely be a Raider, And then, sure enough, like 10 minutes later, I was on the phone, I think, with the general manager, and he called me, and, I don't really know how to explain the feeling. There was just so much emotions running. I was so happy as far as, just dreaming as a kid of, being drafted in the NFL and playing for the NFL team. This is just the first step, and, I'm definitely excited. I'm blessed, and I thank, Jesus Christ for the opportunity to play football.
Now, how real is this dream for you? I mean, your father actually played for the NFL, so does that dream seem more attainable knowing that your father also played?
Yeah, I mean, having him around has been a blessing. Having a guy around the house that, played the game, played at the level that I want to, try to make it in and achieve in. He's always been here, every step of the way. I have three brothers, and I'm the only one that, that played football. He's always just been here every step of the way, just helping me, attain my goals and, help me reach them. And, it's definitely helped me a lot.
You also mentioned, of course, our receivers coach, Ted Gilmore, having that relationship with him before at USC. Does that make the transition that much easier for you with the relationship already established?
I would say mentally easier, just as far as, I know what I'm getting from Coach Gilmore. I know what he's going to expect out of me. I know how he's going to push me. I know how he's going to challenge me. As far as, making the team, I doubt that, I guess, affects anything because I still have to do what I have to do to make the team, but just, as far as mentally, in the game is 90% mental, 10% physical. So, him being a coach and, knowing that he's going to coach me again is definitely a reliever.
I think the fact that you graduated early, 3 years, that's not something that folks do these days, demonstrates a lot of discipline. That's a skill, obviously, that can carry over to football, correct?
Yeah, definitely, most definitely. It's just about preparation. Anything you do in life, you pretty much have to prepare for it. School is definitely that. You're preparing for tests, you're preparing the right papers, you're preparing, for assignments. And, football is the same way. The game that we play, we train for it all year, all year. And then you have about 6 months of slotted time that, the preparation that you had before the season and during the season kicks in, and shows out on the field on Sunday.
Well, it sounds like you've got some family around you. Is that correct?
Yeah, I'm on speakerphone right now. And as you can hear me, I talk loud. My mom talks loud. My brothers talk loud. So they're actually in different rooms. I can't even see anybody, but you can hear them because we're just loud.
Quite all right. Maybe you can let the Raider fans know something else about you, maybe a characteristic or something that you enjoy to get a little more personal with our fans.
The funny thing is, growing up, you never really know who you're going to play for, in the NFL. I never really was this team. But one thing that's kind of funny, in my old closet in my bedroom as a toddler, I have a Kenny Stabler jersey and a Bo Jackson jersey. And I used to wear those all the time, and act like both of those guys. And it's just amazing. I'm a Raider, and I'm definitely excited for the opportunity to wear black and chrome, go up there in Oakland and play, with those crazy fans in the state. stadium. You know, they're going to be on my side, and I appreciate the opportunity, and I'm going to have a great time in Oakland.
You definitely got a couple of greats there, the Snake and Bo Knows.
Definitely.
All right. Well, congratulations, ladies and gentlemen. This was wide receiver Bryce Butler. Welcome to the Oakland Raiders, sir.
Thank you for having me.